We're good, Kepler.
All right, good morning, everyone. This is the pre-construction meeting for project 240095, culvert replacement on Lawrence County 141 at 16.94 mile marker. The replacement includes a three-sided flat-top culvert and the approach pavement, contractor's Access Civil. And we're going to skip around the agenda a little bit, so I'll go ahead and turn it over to Sabrina, our district EEO officer.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I know you'll get into that more detailed later, but what is your probable start date?
June 3rd.
Okay. Just to remind you that the payrolls are due 3 weeks after the project start date and then weekly thereafter, including subcontractors. The bulletin board with the wage rates and the posters has to be erected the very first day of work, or you're not allowed to start until it is. And I will email all the posters and wage rates over to Cassie. And is Mike still your EEO officer? How do you say his last name?
Zainal.
Okay.
Zainal, he's never corrected me.
Okay. And then I have Cassandra
Hutchko
as payroll and subcontractor payments, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The C-92s, make sure if you have any other subs that you plan on using, getting those in before the subs start work. I have diesel drilling, Lake Erie construction, Buckeye pipe inspection, GRL engineers. They're all approved, as well as there is an 8% DVE goal on the project in the amount of $63,535.43. And for the DBEs, I have All Contractors Supply, Follow the River, Garcia Surveyors, Mid-Atlantic Maintenance, PKBN Hauling, and Twin Rivers. I will need, I don't know that I've received it yet, the master trucking log for PKBN. I think she sent me something for it.
I have it, so.
It's just not filled out yet because there's the work hasn't, right. So the weekly reports will just have to tell me who was on site.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're good there.
And Carrie generally takes care of that. So.
Okay. And then I already went over who is responsible for those other issues. And if you need anything or have any questions, have Carrie or Cassie or somebody get a hold of me, and I'll get all that stuff emailed later today.
Okay,
perfect.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Sabrina.
Yep, I'm going to scoot on down to Pike County. Thank you.
Thanks. The area engineer will be myself, Chris Capper. The project engineer will be Mr. Nathan Wagner. And right now, for the project inspector, we've got Billy Huff. And that is subject to change due to availability. The designer of record is ADR and Associates. And the design ODOT's project manager is Mr. Matt McClellan. Who's going to be the project manager for Access? That'd be...
Superintendent will be, we've got Nelson on here, but it could be either Nelson or Luke. And then foreman will be Richard Ryan.
Okay. Say Richard Ryan?
Yeah.
All right, and who's the work zone emergency contact if something happens? Someone runs through the bear in the middle of the night.
Do Richard Ryan first.
We could probably put Cameron on there.
Just because he's his proximity?
Yeah, because he's only like 15 minutes from there.
Okay. Do Richard Ryan first, and then he can always call. He can always call Cameron.
Yeah, never
mind. Let's just do it that way. And then do Nelson and then myself.
And are you guys going to be doing the paving?
Yes.
Okay. Who will be your asphalt field quality control supervisor?
It'll be Nate. Nate.
Nate Gessler.
All right. The total contract amount was $794,192.90. It was awarded on February 15th, 2024, and the contract was signed on February 28th, 2024, and we do have a completion date of August 2nd, 2024. Just keep in mind your workers' comp renewal certificate will expire July 1st, so send the updated certificate to the district office to the attention of Roseanne Barnett. And we have an estimated project begin date of June 3rd. And what will be your hours of work? 4-10s, 5-8s?
For this, probably going to be 5 days a week.
That's what I figured with this
one. For this one, yeah.
5-10s. 7 to 5:30.
Likely, yeah. Could get in there 6:30, just depending on daylight and all that. Good job.
Since it's a 45-day closure, we don't have any progress meetings scheduled right now, but at any point during the project, if you guys want to have a progress meeting with ODOT, just let me or Nathan know, and we'll get one scheduled. We can either do them teams or in-person at the project site, whatever works.
Okay.
You are not pre-qualified to perform work type 41, raise pavement markers, work type 42, signing, and work type 45, pavement markings for a total of $8,950, or 1.13% of the work. Sabrina went through the list of subs, so who's going to be setting your boxes? That's the only one that I wasn't sure about.
We would.
Okay, you bet. Okay. Never mind. There's no issues with real estate right now, so that takes us to utilities. Mr. Steve Pennington is our district utility coordinator. Steve, do you have anything?
Yeah, the site's clear, ready to go. You had AT&T out there. They had underground lines on each side of the road, a copper line on the west side, a fiber line on the east side. What they did out there is they relocated the fiber line to the west side of the road, combined the copper and the fiber, ran it to two poles that span the creek, and buried it back beyond the poles.
Okay.
So anyway, you're going to find two abandoned underground telephone lines, one on each side of the bridge, but be aware there are underground lines out there that are new, that were supposed to have been buried deep enough not to be affected. So AT&T should be good. Also on the west side, Heckla Water's got a 3-inch PVC water main. They went out there and did some test digs. They figure they're deep enough not to be affected. So that's the only two utilities in the area. Any questions for me?
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. Brings us to environmental. Mr. Brandon Beck is our environmental specialist.
Yeah, Brandon Beck, nice to meet you guys. We do have an environmental commitment related to bat trees. So no tree removal from April 1st through September 30th. Formal necessary tree removal from October 1st through March 31st. Also have a waterway permit associated with the project. That'll expire October 24th of 2024. Your authorized impact, 155 linear feet of temporary impact and 90 linear feet of permanent impact along creek. No in-water work restriction date, so you can be in the stream at any time. Spill kit is required to be located within 150 linear feet of any equipment working in a stream. See Section 7 of the Waterway Permit Special Provisions for details on spill kit. If you've got any work pads or any temporary access fill, please see Section 10 and let me know if you have questions on that. The intentional discharge of demo debris is not authorized for this project. If any demo debris accidentally falls into the stream, it must be removed immediately. The area engineers to be contacted in writing. Asbestos demo forms are required to be submitted to Ohio EPA at least 10 working days prior to demo. I sent you guys some partially completed forms with instructions. I think Rosie forwarded that to you guys.
Yes, we just got them, so we'll get that submitted.
Cool. That's all that I have. Any questions on any of that?
Nope.
All righty.
Can you send a completed form of the bridge demo to us for my files and Brandon's files, please?
Yep, once we get a copy, we'll forward it along.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon. Michaela Bruning is the district public information officer. She'd like to know who Access's point of contact is in case there's any claims from motorists or property owners during the project. Who would she need to contact?
Myself.
What's a good phone number for you, Joe?
614-507-0858.
what's your email?
joedoe@axiscivil.com.
Okay. Just keep in mind all maintenance traffic must adhere to the OMU TCD as well as the plans. Other than the hard hats and safety vests, does Axis require any additional safety equipment or PPE to be worn on project? Okay. Just keep in mind all vehicles need to be equipped with the strobe lights or LED flashing lights, rotating beacons. The CML, just keep in mind if anything changes as far as materials go over the course of the project, you will need to update the CML. And that it also includes asphalt JMFs. You know, I know right now everyone, Shelly and Sam, everyone's trying to get their JMFs approved. So,
yeah,
if something changes as far as the mix, send that updated CML to Nathan, because that the way it's set up, it affects us. If the material sets aren't made, it affects how we put what we put on the estimate. So we don't want to hold up getting you paid just because of.
Yeah, we've got our initial in. We'll go back through and,
okay,
and get an updated one submitted here at some point. So.
Okay. Pre-construction documents. You gave me a schedule. Got equipment, material. Borrow and waste sites. You anticipate using any borrow or waste sites or lay down areas outside of the project right away?
We'll have to identify them. They haven't been identified yet.
Okay.
So just lay down should be, I mean, we shouldn't need anything that would be on site at the time, but
just keep in mind if you end up using, I know, the farmer's field there, or if you end up using any area outside the right of way that's going to disturb it, be disturbed, it has to be cleared environmentally.
We'll do the right environmental study stuff. Okay.
And send me your MOT device certification letter saying that everything meets NCHRP 350 or matched test level 3. Estimates will be generated every 15 days while the work is active. The bid price for the contract bond will be released on the first estimate. Anytime you have a RFI or time extension request or request for weather days or submittal, send those to me and then also copy Nathan Wagner on this as well. We did not have any addendas. Supplemental spec for this project is dated July 21st, 2023. And you're familiar with our disputes resolution and claims process in CMS 10802,
yes,
as well as our force count process in 10905. You know, contract limits for this project is $39,709. Just keep in mind if something happens and we do have additional work, extra work, and we think it's going to be anywhere near that contract limit of $39,000, we'll ask you for estimated cost of force count, and then we'll give you a notice to proceed. All right, general discussion. That brings us to the plans. Anyone have any issues with the plans that they wanted to discuss?
Not at this point. Yeah. I'm sure that'll come.
A couple things that I had jotted down here, you know, obviously the 45-day closure. The detour signing, sometimes our maintenance crews will put up the detour signing, sometimes the contractor will. This one, it's listed as a contractor.
I believe it's ma'am that's going to be doing that one,
okay,
for us.
And then we discussed it briefly before the meeting, and I'll look into it more. We do have the 894, the tip testing,
yep,
for the drill shafts.
Which GRL set up,
okay,
for dealing with that.
One other thing, Mark Blackoff, the county manager for the maintenance department in Lawrence County, he couldn't make it today, but he stopped in my office this morning. While you guys have your zone set up and the roads closed, back more toward the intersection, around that curve, there's a rock face there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to kind of probably be inside your barriers, but he said they'll stay out of your right of way. They're going to take off some of that rock face and work in the ditch. But I told him, make sure, as long as they didn't inhibit you guys getting trucks and stuff in there. So
yeah,
I just want to make you aware that maintenance probably will be working in there while it's closed.
Good.
Nathan, Matt, did you guys have anything you want to point out in the plans?
I don't think so.
We do have the waterway permit, so, you know, it's the TAF plan or
yeah, well, I looking at, hadn't gotten one put together yet, but we'll, okay. we'll get one. Stone Environmental, we'll put it together, we'll get it slated on the tap end things.
It was discussed one and way and then the other.
They're cast in place.
Okay.
All right, that brings us to partnering. We like to, try to get our inspectors to finalize as we go, so hopefully Billy is going to be getting with Ryan weekly or at minimum weekly, but hopefully a couple times a week going over what he's paid on his diaries, and that way hopefully we get to end the job whenever Rosie sends you the final quantities. It's just the formality as far as signing them. But,
it makes it easier for sure.
Yeah. And then if there is a dispute or issue on the project, at the project level, ODOT's representative will be myself. Who will be Axis's representative at the project level? Nelson. Okay. And at the district level, we'll be represented by our DCE, Mr. Paul Moravy. Who will be Axis?
Myself. And I'm wrong.
Okay. And at the executive level, ours will be Mr. Mike Dombrowski, the deputy director. All right, well, that's all I have. Anyone else? Open table. Anyone else have anything that you want to discuss?
No.
All right, well, I think everybody...
We did slide in there. We did drop. When we had the troops go around doing the batteries,
uh-huh.
they did drop. There was only a small amount, but they went ahead and dirt all down. So
okay. I knew maintenance went in there and cut a bunch before.
Yeah, so. They did the bulk of it. There was just a little bit of stuff we thought, we'll clear it anyway.
Just in case.
Okay. Well,
sounds good.
Yep. That's fine.
Good deal. Well, we appreciate the work. Look forward to getting going on it.
Yeah. All right. If no one has anything, meeting adjourned. Thank you, guys.